1-800. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Stories making headlines this evening. Two arrested over theft of FRA maize in Western Province. Zambia Airports apologizes for temporary flooding at KKIA. And 13 school children killed after bus collides with lorry in South Africa.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Thank you for tuning in for the 18 hours bulletin and now the news in detail. Police in Western Province have arrested two suspects in connection with the theft of maize from the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, valued at over 14,280 kwacha. In a statement, Western Province Police Commissioner Ray Hamonga said the theft is alleged to have occurred between December 20th, 2025 and January 16th, 2026 at the Manyuntu FRA depot in Luampa district. Mr. Hamonga said 40 by 50 kilogram bags of maize valued at 14,280 kwacha were reported missing from the depot. He said investigations indicate that the maize went missing while the depot was under the custody of a security guard during the clerk's leave period. Mr. Hamonga said the security guard, identified as Manjata Manjata, was allegedly seen selling maize with the help of accomplices. Zambia Airports Corporation Limited, ZACL, has apologized to passengers and members of the public for inconvenience. I beg your pardon. Zambia Airports Corporation Limited, ZACL, has apologized to passengers and members of the public inconvenienced by temporary flooding at International Terminal 2 of Kenneth Kaunda International Airport, KKIA, yesterday. In a statement, ZACL Senior Manager for Corporate Affairs and Communication, Mwamba Siame, said the corporation recognizes the frustration caused and regrets the disruption to access to the car park. Ms. Siame said the incident was isolated and occurred for the first time as above normal rainfall temporarily delayed the normal discharge of the drainage system. She has added that the flooding lasted approximately 45 minutes before receding. She said the airport's drainage systems are routinely inspected and maintained and that a technical team is conducting a comprehensive inspection to identify vulnerabilities and implement corrective measures to prevent a recurrence. The Food Reserve Agency, FRA, has assured farmers who supplied maize to the agency during the 2025 crop marketing season that funds have been dispersed to participating banks in their respective districts. FRA Executive Director Justin Chunka said all funds for farmers who are yet to be paid have been released. He said farmers' details together with the corresponding amounts due have been submitted to the paying banks. Mr. Chunka has added that to expedite payments, the agency has introduced additional payment options alongside over-the-counter bank payments, including mobile money and bank transfers.
In order to expedite payments, the agency, in addition to other over-the-counter payment options, has started paying farmers using two payment methods, namely mobile money account transfers and also direct bank transfers. Farmers wishing to be paid via mobile money platform and the bank transfers are advised to visit Food Reserve Agent offices in their areas and fill in a form for the process to be completed. The agency desires that all farmers should embrace the digital modes of payment as such platforms enables farmer payments to be completed quickly.
Police in Eastern Province today raided the home of Patriotic Front PF presidential hopeful Makhebe Zulu in Malambo constituency over what they described as an alleged unlawful assembly. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba has confirmed the development, saying the move was meant to prevent any potential breach of peace. Mr. Mwemba has explained that police officers only engaged Mr. Zulu in order to maintain law and order after becoming concerned about the situation at his residence. He said officers observed that more than 300 residents had trooped to Mr. Zulu's home, prompting police intervention. According to Mr. Mwemba, the large gathering was classified as an unlawful assembly because proper procedure had not been followed, adding that police later learned that Mr. Zulu had proceeded to Chief Nsefu's palace following the engagement with officers.
As police, we just engaged because more than 300 people were there. They were moving along the road heading to his house. Now, as police, we thought we could maintain peace, isn't it? If at again, if we had just let people move aimlessly, and if something went on wrong, then we are going to be blamed as police. It's like we are not alert. And it's quite peaceful. There is no one who has been beaten. And if you look, the regalia that those people were putting, they are T-shirts printed Makhebe Zulu 2026. Eight, that is the present, isn't it? It's what is printed. It's not a hidden thing. It's all over on social media.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Private Security Association of Zambia, PSAZ, has urged corporate institutions to work closely with the association when engaging security companies. In an interview, PSAZ President Francis Mukuka said consulting the association helps corporate entities identify and hire professional, licensed and well-trained security officers, as it maintains a database of all security personnel under its membership. Mr. Mukuka has warned that failure to engage the association could expose companies to unregistered security firms with questionable backgrounds. He has noted that some security companies operating outside the association may employ individuals with criminal tendencies and untraceable records, posing a serious risk to businesses and the public.
We urge the client out there, corporate world, that every time that they want to engage security companies, let them find out if these security companies are affiliated with our private security companies association. There are benefits. It seems simple, but there are benefits because as private security companies, we monitor each and every activities. We also have database for each and every security companies and security officers that are employed by these security companies. That's why we find that these security companies that are affiliated with us, and even the training, we have professionals that are being trained by these security officers.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
13 school pupils have died in South Africa after the minibus they were traveling in collided with a lorry south of the city of Johannesburg. The local education authority said the crash happened this morning at around 07 local time in Thundervale Park. 11 students died at the scene while two succumbed to their injuries later on and two others remain in critical condition. The BBC has more on other global stories.
President Trump has linked his push to take control of Greenland to his failure to win the Nobel Peace Prize, telling Norway's Prime Minister he no longer feels obliged to think purely of peace. He made the comment in response to a text from Jonas Gahr Støre and Finland's president urging him to de-escalate the dispute. Kurdish forces in Syria say they're facing continued attack from the Syrian military despite reaching a ceasefire deal on Sunday. The Kurdish-led SDF said there were clashes near a prison in Raqqa holding detainees from the Islamic State group. It warned of dangerous consequences if government forces seize the prison. Spain's prime minister has said he's determined to find out the cause of a train crash that killed